I think that your Wi-Fi is glitching a little bit, Matt. Once you come in a little clearer, we'll have you answer Ross's question. But just like Ross, you can call or text us at the number of 844-967-2789. And just like Ross, I can either voice your text for you or have you call in and chat with Matt himself. It's been really good to have him back so far. Yeah, his Wi-Fi just seems to be glitching a little bit.
Sam, can you hear me now?
Ah, there we go, Matt. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, no, I apologize to everybody. Occasionally on my screen, I'm going to have a techie look at this. Occasionally on my screen, it says unstable internet connection. So let's just keep pushing along.
Yes, and Sam, if you can't, all good. Let's have you answer Ross's question. Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, great. So, Ross, here's the deal. There's a protocol among nations that are at all civilized that you don't do assassinations, because if you get into that, they'll send immigrants into this country and you can't protect everybody in our government. They at some point go to restaurants, or their families do. You want to sort of stay away from that. However, Russia is a little different now for this reason. First of all, they do have assassination teams going into Ukraine to kill Zelensky and his family. The Wagner Group, they have about 400 members of the Wagner Group, which is it's a private military group owned by an autocrat close to Putin, who simply kill. They're hired by African despots. They go there and they just kill tribal members who are opposed to them. They are in Ukraine right now. They wear Ukrainian uniforms, they speak Ukrainian, and they look like Ukrainians. So there is ample reason that Putin is doing this, then we can do it to him. My strong preference is that Putin be taken out by his own Russian people, and likely by Russian people, some of the autocrats who want to replace him, but maybe are a little more cautious and aren't stupid enough to do this thing in Ukraine. So if he uses chemical weapons, and that's the subject of the discussions in Brussels today and tomorrow, if he uses chemical weapons, we have made it clear, we haven't called it a red line. We haven't called it, you know, somehow that our hand is forced one way or the other. But I think at some point you are going to see Air Force jets, which are in Poland right now, go in there and just wipe out the Russians that are doing that. The problem is some of them are being launched. Some of the missiles are being launched from Russian territory. It's very close. It'd be like, let's say in Milwaukee, they were in Random Lake or Cedarburg or something. You know, and if you start bombing their territory, you get into the aspects of actual war, which you don't want, and then trigger nuclear response. But we've made it very clear that we will do something. I think the way to get to Putin right now, he's being humiliated. And in his society, it's not like if you have an unpopular president in this country, like say Richard Nixon, he resigns, they don't execute him. He goes off to California and has a nice life. That doesn't happen over there. You pull this stuff and you disappear under the tramping boots of the mob. So let's let that work out a little bit. But all's fair in love and war. He has assassination squads going after Zelensky. At some point, there are Ukrainians who will have already thought about what you and I have thought about. And they speak Russian, and they look like Russians, and they have relatives in Russia. And there are a lot of Russians who want Putin dead. And the question is, can you get close enough to him? Go to the lines. First of all, we got Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, eh, Robert?
Good morning. I wasn't calling on the prior point, but to expand on it, I don't see why we wouldn't go after him and try to assassinate him. You know, you really question in your mind, would we had killed Adolf Hitler if we had the opportunity in World War II? I think the answer would have been yes. You know,
right.
The man's bombing schools, daycares, fraternity wards, senior citizens' homes. I mean, he's an absolute monster. But what I'm looking for Biden to do when he's over there is, you know, we've been following the policy that Blinken was advocating in the late 80s during the Russian-Siberian pipeline crisis, which basically made, you know, Western Europe more dependent on Russia for energy needs. So I think what they need to do when they go over there is provide assurances that we will help back up these countries, because I think that's one of their main concerns, is they'll be cut off energy-wise. And, you know, there's a company in Germany, they're starting to do solar panels, you know, solar panels in the Sahara Desert, maybe an installation the size of Arizona would actually, provide all the energy needs for Western Europe, everything they need. So hopefully they'll do that. Hopefully the U.S. will start to provide pressure on these companies. If you're a U.S. company or a Western European company and you're still doing, business with Russia, really the blood is on your hands. You're funding right. all this. So I'm right. hoping our government and these other governments really kind of apply pressure to them to stop, you know, kind of funding the war machine.
I agree with you 100%, and it's a profound statement. I want to unpack it a little more. I'm going to take one other call, and then I will respond to you, Robert, before or after the break. David of California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, David?
Oh, I've been listening since your station moved, and this is the first time I've been able to call in. I'm out in San Francisco. David,
welcome.
I was interested in the Supreme Court, and are you familiar with a ruling they did about maybe 5 years ago that allowed online gambling?
I remember the litigation over it, yeah. What is your view of that?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, like, if you think just basic 1776, the king was taking all the money, sucking it back to London, and having a party. So what's wrong with that picture? So they had a revolution. Said, screw that. Now, when the structure of a Sunday afternoon gambling on a football game or a whatever games on a Sunday afternoon, and it goes, the Supreme Court ruling basically made it legal that the bank could be in the Cayman Islands. So you're talking about sucking American money off seas or overseas in an afternoon party. And where basically house wins, right? So America gets sucked dry in the course of every sports event is online gambling to the Cayman Islands. And the Supreme Court justified
let me respond.
5 years ago.
Yeah, let me respond to that, making some good points. Let me give you the facts, though. The facts are that right now online gambling is only legal in a couple of states, I think New Jersey and Nevada. And so what you're talking about is the abuse of shelters in the Cayman Islands, not legalization of gambling, because it's only legal in New Jersey and Nevada, but circumventing it, getting around it with the Cayman Islands. Now, I've never been to the Cayman Islands, but I know people who have, and they go there, and every major law firm in New York and every major company has a little sign up, you know, this is this. And you know, it's usually an empty storefront or some guy is sleeping in there who doesn't even know who he works for. And it is a shell. It is a shell. There are other shells. The Bank of Cyprus is the same way. Switzerland is a massive shell as a country. So I agree with you 100% that we've got to shut down the abuse of these shelters. There's no question about that. And as long as Republicans are in business, the Supreme Court, it won't happen. But the underlying thing about legalization of gambling is up to individual states. We're going to a break. Thank you for calling in, David. Hope you do frequently. Robert of West Dallas, you had some very good statements about Ukraine that I want to get back to right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, in the snow.